What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
This is The Positive Truth. It is Memorial Day. It's a Monday, so we're bringing you uplifting and positive news. Before we bring you that, we got to do a little housekeeping. Tell everyone a little bit about The Positive Truth. We are an uplifting and positive news podcast. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Friday, we talk about an issue, why it's important, and how you can change it for the better. Also, we do some facts about it. Missed that portion. We are selling t-shirts for $20. All the proceeds go to homeless children awareness, sexual assault awareness, and suicide prevention. You can find them at the Positive Truth Facebook page. Where is that at, Tim?
At the Positive Truth Podcast.
Or you can email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. We will definitely get you the t-shirt. It's not a problem. We have a goal of selling 250 t-shirts in a year. We're a small podcast. It's a large goal. We don't care. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Mamba mentality.
Indubitably.
So help us with our goal there. We also have a goal of 1,000 likes on our Facebook page and 1,000 YouTube subscribers. So if you want to help out this podcast, please share with a friend and support suicide awareness, sexual assault awareness, and homeless children awareness by getting a t-shirt. Tim, did I miss anything?
No, man, that actually sounded great. And to add on to everything he was saying really fast, though, make sure you guys are following us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, at The Positive Truth Podcast. That's the best way to get a t-shirt right now. On Twitter, at @TPT_podcast. On iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Instagram, at The Positive Truth.
Ding, ding, ding. Tim, do you want to start off the positive news stories? You want me to?
Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and start it off. JP, you ever been to the circus?
Have I ever been to the circus?
Yes, sir.
I think, like, maybe 25 years ago. I have no recollection of the circus in Oklahoma City.
Right, right. See, I have a horrible story about the circus when I was a kid. So my mom and my sister went when I was a kid, right? And I didn't get to go. And, you know, me and Tammy are twins. So I didn't get to go. And I didn't even know they went. You know how I found out? My mom, like, bought this little keychain that had, like, you can look inside and you can see a picture of my sister and her, like, sitting together. That's how I found out they went.
How old were you?
Man, we're talking, like, no. I was living in California still, and I moved to Oklahoma when I was 6, so I couldn't have been no older than 5, man. Yeah, it was definitely a sad moment for me. I don't think I've been to the circus a couple times as an adult, but, you know, it's not the same. Anyways, check this out. So this circus was kind of abusing their animals, basically. They just weren't taking care of them, mistreating them, abusing them by their owners. So this Animal Defenders International, ADI is what they're called, they decided they put in all their effort to save over 100 animals from this circus. The coolest part about it is 33 of those animals that they saved from the circus were lions. And now that ADI has saved them, these lions get to go back to Africa, South Africa, and they get to go to this sanctuary where all these other lions are living, and they get to live the rest of their lives there in peace without getting abused or anything like that, which is great because we all know lions, you know, they were an endangered species for a while. So shout out to ADI for doing their thing, saving the lions, which is one of my favorite animals. Fun facts by Tim.
Oh, that is a fun fact, Tim. Hold up. This one circus had 33 lions?
Yeah, man. That's a lot of lions.
Yes. What do you need 33 lions for? What are they doing?
I'm not too sure, man. All I know is the rescue effort took 18 months to accomplish, and they said it was over 100 animals saved altogether, but 33 of them were lions, so that is a lot of lions, and I don't know why anybody would have that many lions in one spot, so it must have been a huge circus. That's all I know.
Yeah, as someone that's never really been to the circus, I've heard nothing but negative things about it from the outside.
Yeah, the animals don't seem very happy, that's for sure. I did ride an elephant at a circus, like, maybe 6 years ago at the Shriner Circus downtown.
Nah, never even heard of it.
Man, JP, we gotta get you out, man. I'm gonna take you camping, and I'm taking you to the circus this summer. That's what we're gonna do.
No.
I knew that was coming.
I am not. I was trying to hold back cussing.
I know. I thought you were going to be like, hell no. That's what I really thought was going to happen.
Oh, it was coming. I just stopped.
What you got for us, JP?
Well, since your first positive news story was about animal lovers, I got a story for you about an animal lover. Basically, in Vancouver, they have a no-kill shelter. It's called the New Westminster Animal Shelter. And the facility basically has a really small budget, and they have a no-kill mandate that means animals in their care won't be euthanized, even if they require extensive medical care. So it can get expensive. Well, a man that's never visited there named Darrow Mutz, he passed away just over 3 years ago. And he was 83 when he died. And in his will, he's like, I want to donate $275,000 to this estate that he's never been to. His reason was, like, he has a friend who basically told him, like, hey, you would like this, and I know you like dogs. And so he was like, yeah, might as well. All it took was one suggestion. That's it.
And $275,000 later. Wow, that is amazing.
So their highest donation before this was $1,000.
Man, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Just by mentioning it to a friend, man, that's cool. That is so cool. The power of word of mouth.
Man, so tell the word of mouth about this positive truth.
Man, real talk.
What you got, Tim?
All right, my next story comes all the way from Mexico. I'm gonna try to say this with an accent. Tarahumara.
Nice. Nice.
I think I did that pretty well, actually. So a 22-year-old woman from Tarahumara, Mexico. It's an indigenous community in Mexico. It's there was a big race there, right? It was a 50-kilometer race. And it's called an ultra marathon, basically. This woman by the name of
Marie. 50K?
Yeah, 50K, man. We're talking 31 miles, man. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, continue.
Oh, please. Look, check this out, man. Her name is Maria Lorena Ramirez, right? She's from this small town in Mexico. There was 500 runners in this race from 12 different countries, right? And Miss Ramirez, she wins the race at 22 years old. Now, here's the best part about her winning this race. She ran without any professional gear. What she ran in was a pair of sandals who were made out of recycled tire rubber and a skirt and a scarf. Now, the girl in the picture is wearing some running tights, running shoes, a hat, and all that good stuff. The girl next to her, she's wearing a running skirt. A squirt, I should say, you know, running shoes and a running top. This woman is in a skirt, a scarf, and some sandals that look like they're about to tear up. She won a 50-kilometer race against these other people. The reason why this is such a crazy positive news story is because obviously she beat these people in some sandals, but being a woman and being a Mexican woman, you're not really told to play sports. And she did this looking exactly like a typical Mexican woman would look like in people's heads when they bring up that stereotype, and she did it on purpose. And the town that she's
saying again, Tim.
And she did it on purpose. She proved her point, you know. Just because you're from a certain place doesn't define who you are. You are what you decide to be. If you put in all this work, you can beat anybody. Her job, she's a goat wrangler, I believe, and she has to walk 10 to 15 kilometers every single day. She doesn't do any professional training. She doesn't have a coach. She entered in this race because she entered in one last year, which was actually 100K. 100 kilometers, exactly. And she took second out of all those people there. You know what I mean? Like, she's definitely an athlete. And the Tarahumara, the history about that is traditionally they've lived so far away from their neighboring villages that they've had to walk 10 to 15 kilometers on average every single day anyways. So throughout all these years of them doing that, these, you know, hundreds of years of them doing that, now all these people are able to run long distances very, very well. But shout out to Miss Ramirez. What was her name? Maria Lorena Ramirez. for winning this 50K race in some sandals and a skirt. I'm going to upload this picture to the Positive Truth Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. So make sure you guys check it out. It's a pretty awesome picture. This story was actually sent in too by Miss Nina. So thank you, Nina. I appreciate this story.
Her job requires her to walk 15K a day.
Yeah, man. Mexico. I couldn't tell you. The only place I've been in Mexico was Cabo, and we all know that's not real Mexico.
Really.
Yeah, that's not real Mexico. It's definitely the tourist parts.
I went to Mexico as a kid. You know, parents are white. I'm a little brown kid. Whenever we came back into the United States, they thought my parents were trying to steal me. They thought I was a little Mexican kid they were trying to steal.
South of the border problems, for sure.
I can't imagine, like, hey, your job is walking 15K a day.
Man, when that's the only job you can get,
I guess
it is what it is.
If you finish your job early, you have to run, so it's like incentive to run.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Way to look at the bright side of that. She gets to enter in 5K. Oh, she also won some money, though, by the way.
How much money did she win?
6,000 pesos, which is, you know, not very much. 300 and something dollars, maybe.
Whenever she works, does she have to, like, carry, like, equipment?
I do not know about that. I'm sure she's just, like, making sure these goats get to the next town or something.
Well, she's in better shape than pretty much 99.9% of the human population.
I was about to say, about 99% of the people I know, she's in better shape now.
Well, since you kept it off the border, I'm going to keep it off the border.
I'm with it.
You know, we did the Hong Kong thing about them allowing gay couples to, like, get... gay marriage didn't become legal. It was the first Asian country that allowed, you know, gay couples to get any benefits.
Yes, sir.
Well, Taiwan just became the first whole country that ruled in favor of same-sex marriage, an historic first for basically any Asian country.
Man, that's awesome. Are you saying Taiwan?
Taiwan.
Legit.
So, small steps, Tim, small steps.
But moving forward always, that's for sure. All right, well, check this out. A special education teacher by the name of Kimberly Wimbish actually posted a video to her social media platform, which we'll post again to the Positive Truth Podcast. Make sure you guys check this out. But Wimbish, she surprised her student, Jameis Howard, who was 19 years old, with a cap and gown. She recorded the whole entire moment. She uploaded it to Facebook so we can share it to you guys. So make sure you guys check this out. But it's a really, really awesome video. I wanted to share it because just watching the video alone is, you know, super positive. She goes up to his house. He runs out. She hands him a package, and the package is, you know, his cap and gown. And all Jamia could say was, thank you. Thank you, miss. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, he's happy and stuff. And he walks away, you know, wiping his eyes because he was just crying. And she's, don't cry. Don't cry. And he's like, I won't. There's just something in my eye, you know, like joking around. And she also put in the post, you know, it's interesting seeing him, you know, so happy that he was crying because he always plays, you know, the tough guy at school. And to see him, you know, break those walls down is amazing. So if you guys want to check out this video, it will be on the Positive Truth Podcast Facebook page. So make sure you guys check that out.
Absolutely. It's okay to cry, kids.
For sure. Oh, and also, man, he graduated this past Saturday. So, you know, congratulations, Jamia.
Wasn't your Grant's graduation past Thursday?
Yes, sir.
You had to show up, right?
I don't have to, but yeah, I show up, of course.
Nice, nice. Well, since you have a graduation story, I got one too. Her name is Rumina Manzur. She's 38. She just graduated with a law degree from the University of British Columbia.
Nice.
And she basically, she started studying law in 2013, but in 2011, she was attacked by her ex-husband, and this isn't very positive, but he gouged her eyes out. So she had so she was recovering, learned how to read Braille, and was like, I'm not gonna let this hold me down. and was like, I'm just going to get a law degree and help other people that are being like basically affected like I am. She turned a negative into a positive.
Man, I love that. I love that story, because that's like one, man, that sounds like the worst thing ever, is to get your eyes gouged out, and especially to achieve the goal that she achieved, not to give up on it. Man, that's such an inspiring story.
It took her 3 years, man. 3 years to get a law degree after not being blind, after being blinded. You can do anything.
Indubitably.
These women today.
Man, there's something else. Like, I'm terrified in a good way.
Over here getting law degrees, wine, and walking 15K a day to work, and just keep it going, Tim. Keep the positivity rolling.
For sure, man. I got another one, you know, a negative that turned into a positive. So we all heard what happened in Manchester, and we all know it was super negative. But let's talk about something positive that happened. So a homeless man that was sleeping near the Manchester Arena, he heard the explosion, and he immediately went over there. You know, he was taught at a young age, you know, basically when somebody needs help, you go off and help them. So in his mentality, he heard screams and all kind of stuff. So he got up, he went over there, and he initially thought that they were fireworks because, you know, he was asleep. And all of a sudden he hears all this noise. You don't expect anything negative to happen. And he goes over and he notices, you know, there was a bomb that went off. He started seeing that there was, you know, all these people everywhere. He started seeing that there's children everywhere. So he took action. He started picking up kids. He started doing everything he possibly could to help until the firefighters and the police officers came. And once they did, he walked away. But the coolest thing about this whole entire thing, people noticed that this homeless man was helping these children. And somebody went on social media and he basically put, me and my dad want to help the homeless man in Manchester who, you know, basically was helping everybody. They want to help him rent a house for 6 months, him and his dad do. And they put it on social media. Of course, everybody's retweeting it. They had over 2,000 retweets and liking it and all kind of stuff. And then they made another post. If anyone could help us get in touch, much appreciated. Such a selfless act needs rewarding. Please tagging anyone who can help. They ended up finding this man through Twitter, which is amazing in itself. Power of social media in a positive way. Through Twitter. They found this man through Twitter. Like, people were looking for this guy on the streets, which is the coolest thing ever. They find this guy. They end up giving him a home for 6 months. I mean, it was just a beautiful, positive news story. And they made a short little interview with him, which we'll upload to the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook again. Him basically saying he couldn't live with himself if he didn't help, if he just let all those children be. Like, he was always taught, if somebody needs help, you help those in need. And it's as simple as that. And I just think it's an amazing story because, I mean, he has nothing. He is obviously sleeping on the streets. And for him to get up and go back and help, it's amazing in itself. And then for other people to see him helping when he has nothing is even more amazing in itself. So shout out to the people that gave this man a house, the Sullivan family. We're watching you over here in America.
That's an amazing story, man. I know I hear boom, I go the opposite direction. So that takes some courage too.
For sure.
Well, my last positive news story, it's about a Texas House bill on Tuesday, last Tuesday, so basically a week ago, that basically it would make it easier for poor people that couldn't pay like traffic tickets or fine not to go to jail. In Texas, basically 2015, there were 3 million warrants issued in cases where the punishment was originally a fine. So basically, there are 200,000 Texans, they can't renew their license, 400,000 that like can't pay their vehicle registration dues because they can't pay the fine.
Man.
And so if you can't pay the fine, you know what happens in America, because we jail everybody. We just throw them in jail for 6 months, which only makes things worse. Or you throw them in jail for a month if you can't pay your fine. So they're trying to pass this bill. It just needs to get through the Senate again before it gets to the governor's desk. Basically, it says you can go to court, and if you're too poor to pay the traffic fine or any low-level or fine-only offenses, or basically court costs, because court costs are ridiculous.
Right.
You'll, like, they'll reduce or waive the fines, and you'll do community service instead.
Oh, that's way, way, way better.
This is one of those common sense things. It's like, why was this not already going on?
I know. Like, just think about that. That just made me, like, the light bulb in my head. This is like, holy crap. You know how much better our communities are going to look and be when we got people actually helping versus people going to jail for not paying a fine?
And this is also America. Like, you get pulled over with no seatbelt, it's like $160.
Oh, I remember when it was $50 back in the day.
Yeah, like, it's no joke. And then you got to pay the court fees. Like, it's really expensive. Median household income in America is like $32,000. In Texas, it's $30,000. So if you have a $1,000 fine, like, you're losing a 30th of your income.
Oh, snap.
I think Tim just dropped the phone.
My bad. I may have dropped everything. My bad.
Thought I was going to have to go over there and save you for a second, man.
I dropped everything. I don't know what I was thinking.
Is your phone okay?
JP, it's worse than it was.
Tim, you should tell everyone on the podcast about how you got a new phone and how quick you broke it.
Well, let's check this out. I bought a cell phone because I dropped my other one entirely too many times and it just stopped working. So, I called my insurance. They sent me a new one. Same day, guys. Dropped it. Cracked. I mean, I'm done with iPhones for a while. I know I am. Like, after this one, I'm done. Either that or I'm just going to, like, buy a bulletproof case. Either one.
Tim, I've never cracked an iPhone.
Man, I'm just clumsy. I'm giving up.
Just get a case, man. Just get a case.
I don't even know if that's going to do me justice. The last time I had a case, my phone still cracked. And I had the little glass protector on it, too. Like, that's how often I drop my phone, JP.
Just do, before you get out of the car and before you leave the house, just do the pocket check. Make sure everything's in the pockets.
I'm going to have to start doing that for sure. Pocket check sounds more reasonable for me. Pocket check. I got you. I'm going to put that in my car. Pocket check before I get up.
It's got to be a habit, man. But anyway, that's our positive news stories. Everything except Tim's phone being in 1,000 pieces.
Indubitably.
Do you have a positive quote?
Oh, I do, man. It actually goes from Mr. Rogers. I believe you said this one a long time ago, but I think it goes well today. When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mom would always say to me, "Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping." Fred Rogers, aka Mr. Rogers.
Nice. I actually never knew his name. His first name was Fred.
Yeah, me either. I saw it just now and I was like, oh, I'm going to say this.
He does not look like a Fred.
He doesn't, does he?
Huh. I never actually assumed what his first name was. We should do it, like, I know we're not really, we always talk about how you can change something for the better, but Mr. Rogers was an amazing dude. I heard a story about him, like, he was in a limousine, right? And he was in the back, and there was a limousine driver was in the front. And he was like, I don't like this. So he sat in the front with the limousine driver, and they started connecting, and he was like, instead of you taking me to my destination, you should come home with me for dinner. He's like, nah, I can't. I have to do something with my family. So Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, went home with the limousine driver's family and ended up singing to his kids for 3 hours before he went home.
He's like one of the nicest guys ever.
Like, ever.
That is so awesome. Have Mr. Rogers in your home, like, especially if you watched him as a kid, which most of us did, you know, that are in our age group, that would be, like, the craziest thing ever. It's like having Barney in our house or something, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. We should do, like, a whole, like, uplifting and positive news around his birthday, just positive news stories he did.
I'm with that, man. Let's do it.
Well, on that, we're out. We'll figure that out later.
For sure. You guys stay positive.